Open your Bibles to John 10, verse 1 through 21. We will read this passage responsively, and I'll begin. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Therefore, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture." I am a good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of a blind?"
Happy Sunday, everybody. Title for today's message is Jesus is the Gate and the Good Shepherd. So thank you, Christian, for really doing a wonderful job reading the passage. Such a clear voice. Great job. So it's from John 10, 1 through 21, which we heard. And our key verse is verse 4. So let's recite verse 4 all together. Okay? When he has brought out all his own, He goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Hearing Peter play like that in this setting also comforts my heart. Thank you, Peter. So this passage is a very challenging passage to meditate. The shepherd is one of the principal images in the Bible describing leadership. So whenever you think about this, you can't help but think about, you know, wow, I really don't measure up as a leader. But that's not the point of this passage. The point of this passage is to elevate, to exalt who Jesus is as our leader, as our shepherd, as the gateway for all things in our life. Even in our passage, as the environment around Jesus got darker and darker, his voice and direction became clearer and clearer. Jesus experienced all the pain and felt the disillusionment caused by the leadership of his day. We have all tasted the sting of disappointment and confusion stemming from those we should be looking up to in our life as leaders. Today, Jesus can put all our frustration and wounds to rest. Jesus is ready. Jesus is willing. Jesus is exceedingly capable to assume leadership in all the areas of our life and world. Jesus has brought out his own right here and even virtually online to worship him today. Amen. So let's see who Jesus is, how he is going ahead of us, and our need to discern his voice from all the others. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to hear Jesus' voice and to recognize who Jesus is. Cover all my sins and weaknesses. May people hear your word, the living words that change them even a little bit more, to be more like Jesus and more able to follow and discern his voice. I pray in Jesus' name. First, recognize God's guiding voice in our modern desert. So this first section, Jesus uses a very familiar biblical illustration of a shepherd and sheep used throughout the Old Testament. Jesus both critiques the Pharisees' leadership and begins to paint a comprehensive picture of the leadership he longed to provide for God's sheep. As we see here in a picture, the Judean desert was actually a dangerous place, especially for vulnerable creatures like sheep. They needed food and water and shelter. They needed protection from the elements and predatorial animals like wolves and lions and bears. Oh my. It was truly a life-threatening environment. The desert of our modern world is of a different kind, but no less a threat to our lives as God's sheep. Competing voices, social media threads, and TikTok videos vie for our time and attention. I once just tried it out, and I was captivated for like 2 hours watching TikTok. I didn't even know what happened. It was 2 hours were gone. The binge watching of shows captures and directs our creativity and imagination, usually away from what pleases God. Our highly productive and driven culture seeks to give away our role as parents and shepherds of our families to others to do. In 2018, a Pew Research study was done, and the results are there on the screen. Teens see anxiety and depression as a major problem among their peers. You can see the percentages up there. Teens are seeing this as a major problem in their friends. not to mention bullying, drugs and alcohol, poverty, teen pregnancy, and gangs. In another more recent study done in March of this year involving 2,500 young Americans, our college-age students that we pray for, 51% say at least several days in the last 2 weeks they have felt down, depressed, or hopeless. Half. Around 60% have little energy, trouble with sleep, and find little pleasure in doing things. Surely the mature adult population among us is doing better, right? Nope. The American Psychological Association's Stress in American survey found about one-third of adults are so stressed by the pandemic, they sometimes wrestle with daily tasks, such as choosing what to eat or what to wear. 49% of the 3,000-plus respondents said it made planning for their future feel impossible. We do live in a modern desert. It is a desperate place. We need to recognize the perilous environment of our lives, our need for guidance, and the essential skill of discerning the right voices from the wrong voices. Look at verses 1-5. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. More than anything, sheep recognize and follow the voice of their shepherd. He talks to them and even sings to them. Often, shepherds carry a small flute, maybe something like this. And he'll play a simple song to provide consistent auditory cues for his sheep to follow. Notice also, the shepherd does not drive the sheep. Rather, he is out in front, leading the way. Jesus, our shepherd, is skilled and courageous. If we remain under his leadership, if we recognize his voice, we will find safety and flourish. One of the primary ways that we discern God's voice among all the wrong voices speaking in our life is through the ministry of God's word and prayer. Jesus' illustration pictures a flock of sheep, really not just one sheep, but a community of sheep, a flock of sheep, listening and responsive as a group to his voice and leadership. It's a picture of the church. Recently, we have recognized the need to restore the broken vessel of prayer among our regular members and elders due to many things that we've gone through, including the pandemic, including being separated and having to start off things all over. One of the main reasons for this is to have an intentional place to both offer prayers on behalf of the community flock and to hear God's voice of guidance. Having multiple people actively praying, listening, interceding, discerning, giving guidance, taking initiative together for the community is how we hope to grow. In this way, we can better sense Jesus's voice bringing us out, going ahead of us and beckoning us to follow his lead. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Second, coming in and going out in life via Jesus, the gate. In this part, Jesus' explanation shifts to creatively reteach what went over the heads of the Pharisees. They didn't get it. He makes explicit his identity and role in the life of God's sheep. We discover the third of the seven of John's I Am declarations and promises. So again, a little bit of context here. We see a picture. In the desert at night, sheep were often herded into walled enclosures, much like the one we see on the screen here, with waist-high stone walls, often topped with actually thorny branches all around to further protect the sheep who would come in. One small opening served as the only entrance and exit. The shepherd would himself serve as the gate, as you see the shepherd there sitting down in the opening, putting himself between his flock and danger. Overall, sheep were to enter the sheepfold for safety and protection, and then exit to find eventually lush green pastures and the peaceful, still waters of Psalm 23. Look at verses 7 through 10. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Amen. Jesus distinguishes himself exclusively as the gateway to life for all God's sheep. Many other people and influences seek to steal and kill and destroy. But whoever enters through Jesus will be saved and will come in and go out finding safety and abundance of life. How's that sound? Amen. If you need help with your social life and relationships, enter into Jesus. He will guide you toward the most meaningful connections you can imagine. Do you need help sorting out your career and vocation? Enter into Jesus. He will help you to know and fulfill the desires of your heart. If you need help in your family and marriage, enter into Jesus, who is the unsurpassed expert in making two become one flesh and rebuilding the mutual bonds of love and respect we so desperately need in our family units and community. Even if you sometimes wonder whether or not you will go to heaven, enter into Jesus and you will be saved. Amen? Whenever we have lost our way, as individuals, families, and even as a church, we enter into Jesus. He will save us. He will come in and go out and provide us with pasture. His voice and spirit will lead us to the full life. How's that sound? I got the thumbs up from Maria. All right. Third, believe in the vision of Jesus, our good shepherd, 11 through 21. In this last section, Jesus continues to creatively build on the shepherd and sheep illustration, casting prophetic vision in several different directions. Most notably, he declares, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." The fourth of the I Ams. The good shepherd who is willing to die for his sheep is contrasted in this part of the passage with the hired hand, who abandons the sheep at the first sign of danger. In doing so, Jesus places unique and surprising emphasis of the relational dynamics that he's anticipating with his sheep. It's not really the kind of relationship we think of when we think of a shepherd and a sheep. So let's look at these verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Okay, well, what's the extent of that knowing? Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus' description of the intimacy between sheep and shepherd is not just one-dimensional. The sheep just knowing the shepherd's voice and following. This relationship is mutual and exhaustive. Can you go to the next slide? The model for such intimacy is the mutual knowledge shared between the Son and the Father. So think about the intimacy and the relationship God and Jesus the Son have had for eternity past. That is the kind of relationship Jesus envisions and invites us into as his sheep. It's amazing. Jesus' profound relationship with God characterizes the intimacy he seeks with his followers. Jesus is willing to die because of his profound commitment to the ones he loves. Such love somehow prompts Jesus to even see beyond the immediate reality of his circumstances. Jesus then casts this vision for the unity of the church. He anticipates the wide scope of ministry to reach the world. Look at verse 16. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. Right? There's some of them right there. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Those of us sitting here today are living proof of this long ago prophetic vision that Jesus had. We are those other sheep Jesus was talking about. The section in the passage then concludes with some deeper, profound words where Jesus is directing people's ears toward Father God, probing the deeper meaning of the Father's love for us. Ultimately, Jesus laying down his life on the cross displays his intimate reunion with the Father and best expresses the love the Father and Son share together for all the sheep of God's world. Again, Jesus' teaching divides people. This is, I think, the third type of divided response we've seen over the past several weeks. In one way, people are saying he's demon-possessed. On the other side are people who are still open to the new possibilities such leadership might bring. He did open the eyes of the blind. So in this one section here, Jesus envisions his death on the cross, his resurrection, and the formation of the church, not to mention anticipating the intimate relationships that would be made possible with all the sheep and flocks of and churches of the world. This is the vision of our good shepherd, Jesus. And as we know, things happened and are happening in the very way he envisioned. We can trust and believe in the vision that the good shepherd Jesus seeks to cast for our lives, for our families, and for our community. What vision has he given you? Recently, Kevin shared his vision to be, instead of being a physical heavyweight and a spiritual lightweight, We are now joining together. I love that vision. So we're now joining together to become physical lightweights and spiritual heavyweights. All right, can you tell? Lost a little bit of something. Amen. God is working. How has Jesus been guiding you toward his vision? In what ways do you need to renew and clarify and putting on a fresh set of ears to listen to the voice of our good shepherd Jesus? Thinking about this, I found these vision statements Susan and I made in 2010. And if I remember right, Katie actually led this activity at a conference that we titled The Vision of God, the 2010 Great Lakes Region Summer Bible Conference. So I was thinking of these visions. I mean, just to share a couple, raising 318 trained disciples, raising world-class leaders, 24 world-class leaders. Even I had vision that we would work, UBF would work together with other churches around the world to send missionaries to every other country, and every other country would send missionaries to every other country of the world. Wow. I think my wife, Susan, was far more clear about her vision. You know, you want me to read one of hers? This was before we had two kids at this time. Unhurried, regular time with God. God's vision is coming true. Praise God. So about 9 years ago, I was thinking about one of the dominant visions that emerged from our church was to support a full-time pastor. That was one thing that we really recognized when Russell and I decided to kind of be interim something-somethings for a while. But ultimately, the vision was to have a full-time pastor for this community. We also found vision to be a church that makes disciples of all ages. It's important to keep and renew our faith in such godly visions for ourselves and our community. In conclusion, we need to recognize the voice of Jesus from all others. We make intentional room and effort to hear the voice of Jesus, the gate, to enter into and find pasture. We humble our own voices and highly lift up the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who freely and completely laid down his life for us. We believe in his vision for us. The voice of Jesus will further clarify our vision and will prepare the way step by step to arrive there and to eventually arrive at the gates of heaven and to walk on the streets of gold. Let's read our key verse one more time. Okay? When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for the chance to think about Jesus, the gate and the good shepherd. Help us to recognize God's guiding voice in our modern desert. Help us to trust and believe, and in all the comings and goings out in life may be done through Jesus the gate. Put our faith more strongly and clearly in Jesus' vision for our lives, and give us ears to discern the voice of our shepherd going ahead of us, leading the way for us. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I now invite Matthew and